Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Sonoma County's annual community-wide Yom HaShoah commemoration, taking place Sunday, May 5th at the Friedman Event Center in Santa Rosa. My guest, Barbara Lesh McCaffrey, who is on the planning committee of this event. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about what Yom HaShoah is.
Yom HaShoah is the annual commemoration of the Holocaust. It's celebrated specifically in the United States and usually in conjunction with the actual anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. That's kind of how it started in Sonoma County and then grew into this community-wide commemoration, which has been going on for over 30 years.
Oh, wow. Well, tell us a bit about what this year's commemoration will have in store.
In light of the fact that we are at the place historically where we have fewer and fewer survivors, many of us have been paying attention to what we need to do to continue to tell these stories. And this year's focus is really on Holocaust descendants and the importance of that legacy. The title of this year's commemoration is L'Dor V'Dor, which is Hebrew for from generation to generation. And we have two speakers. The first is Elizabeth Rossner, a very well-known writer and poet who's written a memoir called Survivor Cafe, The Legacy of Trauma and the Labyrinth of Memory, in which she really looks at her own history as the descendant of a Holocaust survivor. In the book, she really explores the importance of visits with her father to Buchenwald, where he had been imprisoned over three times, and also looks at other genocides and the issue of the transmission of trauma from generation to generation. And this year's survivor speaker is Rena Victor, and she is going to be joined by her daughter Susan and her grandson Micah. Susan was born in Hamburg in 1939. During the war, she and her sisters were hidden and was able to survive that way. And her daughter Susan is currently a professor in curriculum studies and special education at Sonoma State. And her grandson Micah, who's an intern with the Alliance for the Study of the Holocaust and Genocide, is a history major and a Jewish studies and human rights double minor at UC Davis. So we're really thrilled to have this theme. And then in addition, there'll be music in between the talks. We have invited Elsie Allen's choir to join us and other members of the community. And there's also a very moving candle lighting ceremony. Six candles written that will be lit by Holocaust survivors. And then a seventh candle for all the non-Jewish victims of the Holocaust. And this year, for the first time, a series of candles at the end representing other genocides and our hope for peace.
It sounds like a very moving event. And of course, it's open to all.
It's open to all. There's no charge at all. And the other is we annually host an essay contest for middle and high school students. And the essay contest winners will be given their awards at the event and will read a very brief passage of their essay. And it ties in a lot with the educational programs that the Alliance has been involved in bringing Holocaust survivors and descendants into local high school and middle schools. This year alone, we've had over 3,000 students and close to 140 teachers who've been able to join us for those presentations.
Again, that is happening on Sunday, May 5th. It's at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Friedman Event Center, which is on Mayette Avenue in Santa Rosa. And where can people go if they need some more information? Is there a website or a phone number?
If they go to the website for the Jewish Community Center of Sonoma County, there will be more information on that website.
Excellent. Well, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's the Yom HaShoah commemoration on Sunday, May 5th in Santa Rosa. Again, my name is Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.